Hello and welcome once again to The Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you from the Dominican Priory in Chicago, St. Pius V, where my hermitage is located. Today is the second Sunday in Ordinary Time, and we are currently here in Cycle A. January 18th, 2026. St. John writes in his Gospel, John the Baptist saw Jesus coming towards him and said, Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world. He is the one of whom I said, A man is coming after me who ranks ahead of me, because he existed before me. There are moments in the Gospel that seem to gather the entire mystery of salvation into a single sentence, moments where the veil is pulled back just enough for us to glimpse the whole story of God. Today's Gospel gives us one of those moments. John the Baptist looks up, sees Jesus approaching, and says the words that echo at every Mass, the words engraved into the Christian imagination, Behold the Lamb of God. It is an astonishing title. John could have said, Behold the Messiah, or Behold the Holy One of Israel, but instead he points to Jesus and names him Lamb. A title that at first sounds gentle, meek, almost fragile, and yet in the language of Israel's worship, the lamb is not simply a gentle creature. It is a sacrificial one. It is the sign of atonement, of deliverance, of covenant blood that sets God's people free. In that single phrase, Lamb of God, Jesus gathers the entire Old Testament and hands it to Jesus like a crown. And the one who existed before, John receives it at his true identity. Israel knew the Lamb through the great feast of Passover. The blood of an unblemished lamb marked their doorposts, and by that blood the angel of death passed over them. The lamb was a sign that God's judgment would not destroy them, and that his mercy would lead them out of bondage. When John calls Jesus the Lamb of God, he is saying something quite breathtaking. This is the lamb whose blood will not save a single household, but the whole world. Not from Pharaoh, but from sin itself. Not temporarily, but forever. The old lambs were offered by human hands. This lamb is offered by the Father himself. The old sacrifice had to be repeated. This sacrifice is once for all. And so every time we hear, Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, we stand spiritually in Egypt again, under the dark sky of slavery and fear, and yet marked with the blood that frees. John's proclamation also reveals something even deeper. Lambs are not hunters, they are led. They do not dominate, they give. Their strength looks like weakness, their victory comes through self-offering. When God chooses to reveal himself most fully in his Son, he chooses not the image of a warrior or a king, but a lamb, A God who conquers not by crushing his enemies, but by bearing their sin, not by taking life, but by offering his own. This is why John says he ranks ahead of me because he existed before me. The Lamb is not just a figure of sacrifice. He is the eternal Son, the one whose divine love is expressed perfectly in his willingness to be given. The cross is not simply an earthly tragedy or a Roman execution. It is the outward sign of an eternal truth. God is self-giving love. To behold the Lamb, then, is to behold the very heart of God. John does not say, "Behold the Lamb of God who forgives sins." He says, "who takes away the sin of the world." The verb is active, ongoing, determined. Christ does not merely pardon sin as a judge might look past a crime. He removes it, uproots it, carries it away like a burden lifted from your shoulders. The Lamb does not leave you as he found you. He does not simply wipe the slate clean. He transforms you. In his presence, sin loses its power. The shame that clings, the patterns that bind, the wounds that distort, he is able to take them away because he has borne them himself. Every confession is a small Passover. The Lamb's blood touches your life, and death passes over. Every Eucharist is a deeper union with the Lamb who lives forever, offering his life-giving love to heal what is broken within you. The Church places these very words on our lips at Mass. Behold the Lamb of God. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. John's proclamation becomes the priest's invitation, and the priest's invitation becomes a call to conversion. It is the spiritual posture of every disciple to behold, to look at Jesus again and again until our hearts soften and our sins melt away. To behold is not to glance. It is to gaze with recognition, surrender, and trust. It is to see in Jesus not a distant figure from ancient Galilee, but the Lamb who comes towards you, your bondage, your fears, your wounds, because his mission is to take them away. Every Eucharist is Christ approaching you, just as he approached John, quietly, steadily, with the full weight of divine love. As you pray today and enter into a spirit of contemplation, imagine John standing in the wilderness watching Jesus approach. The sun is rising behind him. Dust lifts around his feet. He walks toward sinners, toward seekers, toward the lost, toward you. And John's voice becomes a whisper in your own soul. Behold the one who frees you. Behold the one who bears your sins. Behold the one who loves you unto death. Behold the one who leads you into life. And may your heart quietly echo what John knew from the start. This is the one who existed before me. This is the one who has come for me. This is the new Paschal Lamb. Amen. If you found a blessing in this reflection today, I invite you to share it with others and invite them as well to join us here each day in my hermitage as we reflect over the Word of God in our life and seek His holy face. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.